everybody's asking the question, when will there be a vaccine ready? Is there a way to make it shorten the time from months to weeks to skip all that red tape? What about vitamin C, zinc? What about the medications? Is there a way we can make a medication that will be effective immediately? And so many other similar questions. And yet it's important to remember that as Yidden, as Jewish people, we do not rely on any of these natural things, and these should not be our concerns. We're encouraged to make a keli b'derech ha-teva, to take all the necessary precautions, but at the same time, we know that the bracha comes from Hashem. Uv'yirachecha Hashem alekecha b'chol ha-shatase. Hashem gives you the bracha, but you're also supposed to make a keli b'derech ha-teva, a vessel, a levush, through which Hashem's brachas come through. But the levush is just a levush. And Hashem can give his brachas with the levush or without the levush. And the only reason we have this levush or this keli is because we were instructed. The keli does not have any chashivas, any significance on its own. We seem to have sometimes a disconnect between our true emun and Hashem, that He creates the entire world, mitchilasei v'atsoifa, from the beginning to the end, and renews it every single moment, and is mashgiach and supervises on us, and the entire world, on a regular basis, b'hashgacha pratis, with a very individualistic supervision, and watching over us with divine providence. Between that and the way we behave, act, think, and feel, emunah is supposed to permeate every single aspect of our being. Chazal tell us that the word emunas, there's a certain pasuk which has six words representing the six dorim of Mishnayis, and the word emunas corresponds to Seder Zeroim. And the reason for that is because maimin b'chaya helam v'zereya, an individual plants because he believes in Hashem. And the question is pretty obvious, what does emunah have to do with planting specifically? Many years ago, in 1929, Tafresh Peites, in the month of Iyar, this time someone penned this question to the Rebbe, who at that time was just the son-in-law of the newly married son-in-law of the Friedrich Rebbe. A Rav asked this question to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe penned a Rishima explaining his position between the connection between emunah and zeroim. And this became a fundamental aspect of the Rebbe's teachings. The connection between emunah and zeroim is because ria, planting, is something which is absolutely chukei hateva, part of the system of nature. It's so much part of the nature, this is something which Hashem told us in the beginning of creation after Doira Mabel, lo yishboisu. There's a system set into the world, oid kol yimei zera ha'aretz, katzer v'chayrif, v'kayetz v'chayim, lo yishboisu. There's a system which stays forever and never stops. And it is a natural consequence that if you plant, it produces. Zriya equals smicha. Planting produces growth. A yid understands that teva is exactly what the word implies. Teva means sinking. Teva implies that this is drowning the koyach alaki and does not let us see Hashem's power. Teva does not have any meaning for itself. He sees everybody around the world, all other farmers are planting, and it yields results. And yet at the same time, he knows what I plant is because I believe in Hashem. In fact, the very fact that planting produces results is a trial and a test to my emunah. He perceives it as a challenge to his emunah. It's disturbing him because it might make him think that really because he planted it produced results. And no, that is not the reason he does it. He does it because this is what he was told. He believes that the Eibishter is the Chaya Ha'ilamim, is the life force of all the worlds, and that's why I'm planting. Because our Pisechel, it does not make sense for me to plant. Why would I take a seed and put it into the ground and let it rot? Why should I let it rot? The reason I'm doing it, because I know the Eibishter is Mahava, B'Sabriya, B'Chol Rega, V'Rega, Hashem creates the world every single second. And I know that what was true a minute ago is not necessarily going to be true the next minute, but Hashem told me to do so. Which is also the explanation why Rav Yehuda Sava, the Zohar tells us, Rav Yehuda Sava would daven for his food every single day. Think about this. The guy is sitting, his sandwich is prepared. Well, probably didn't have sandwiches in those days. The food is prepared on the table. The menu is set out. The eggs for breakfast are there. The omelet is there. Table is set. He's washing his hands. And now he's davening for Hashem that he should have the food for today. The food is there. Rabbeinu Shalom, what do you say to daven? Because a Yid understands the food there a minute ago does not mean it'll be the next minute. Hashem is creating that food every single second. Everything that I do is based on my emunah. My Mechaya Elam. And the Ramban tells us in the end of Parshas Bo, that a yisod of Torah is to know that everything in this world is a nest that comes from Hashem. And if somebody does not believe that, he's lacking a chelik in Torah's Moshe. He's fundamentally missing out on the Torah which Hashem gave us. We understand that whatever we have, a person can have a heart that he's told that will only beat a few more days, a few more weeks, a few more moments. And that means absolutely nothing. Hashem is the one that gives him the heart, and Hashem is the one that makes it beat, and he can make a person live with a heart or without a heart. Hashem could do anything. He could have a lung or not have a lung. They say about one of the great tzaddikim as a kishka b'em geplatzt, and he lived for many, many more years after that. Because his life was purely from Hashem. And this is something we need to internalize, not only believe in it. Emunah means, and Sfarim says emunah comes from the word regilus, being a umnus, profession. La'amen, to accustom oneself. Not only we believe, this becomes our profession. This becomes something that we're involved in all day. We get accustomed to it. There's our regilus, our habits of teva. And we have to work on getting rid of the regilus, so what seems to be the normal routine, which day-to-day occurrences is part of life. At shetich l'regel, we stop our regilus and our habits, and we start getting used to the habit of emunah. Keep a lias regel al shoynei tamed. Constantly we have to focus on the fact, on the concept of emunah, that mo'umen ha'ma'amen es yadav, like a professional who constantly trains himself. We need to train ourselves that the emunah should become part of our life. We don't need to look for outside solutions. The solutions are all found in Torah. Hafachba, v'hafachba, the kulaba. We, Am Yisrael, have a special kedusha kedoshim tiu ki kadosh ani. You be holy because I am holy. Zog de medrash yachol kamayni. I would think you should be holy like Hashem. Tamad loymi ki kadosh ani. The pasuk says no, not like me, but you should be holy because I am holy, not on the same level of holiness. But Sfarim tell us that there's a pshat yachol kamayni binichusa. Yachol kamayni, yes, you can be like me. A yid can elevate himself and reach that kedusha where Hashem's presence pervades him and affects every single part of his reality. Our belief in our Hashem, our bitachin, not only belief, it becomes part of a bitachin that we trust in it. We don't only believe in it, we actually, that trust means it takes us over completely. It is part of what we live. It permeates every single aspect of our being. If we believe in Hashem, we trust in Hashem, hashlech al Hashem yahavcha, we can throw our load on Hashem. It's not my problem, it's His problem. V'hu yilchak alecha, He will sustain you, or like the Sfarim say, hu yichalk alecha, He will make the keli yosa for you. Yichalk alecha means He will make the keli b'toich keli. He will make all the keli for Hashem's brachas, Hashem will make the keli. We will try what we have to do. We will make our attempts. We will make our avush. Because that's what we're told. Not because the keli has any meaning. Not even meaning because Hashem gave it meaning. Hashem just wants it to go through such a lavush. B'kabol as'ol. And we would rather not have a lavush. And if you make too long of a lavush, a person could trip on a lavush if it's way too long. So the focus is Hashem's brachas. The focus is on emunah and Hashem. Whether there will be a vaccine, whether there won't be a vaccine, whether vitamin C, zinc, hydrogen, any, all these other things are good ideas or not good ideas. Really irrelevant to us. Not our business, not our occupation. We believe in Hashem. We know Hashem will make it good for us. And part of that emunah is the emunah in Bias HaMashiach. And when Mashiach comes, then the whole world will appreciate that Teva and Nes is really one and the same. That's what will happen when Mashiach comes. The world will live on Ness. May that take place. Take from Yad Mamash. Good Shabbos.